we put built this plant in 2008 and started production. So we've been just celebrated our first 5 years of production.
That's right.
And I'd like to just kind of cover a little bit about some of the highlights for Patriot. Primary reasons that we wanted to put this plant together here was to create a new market for corn, mm-hmm. was to create economic development, and to produce both food and fuel. And probably the thing that I'm most emotional about is the need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Mm-hmm. All of that was the story that was taking place at the time that we started to put this together. So those are the things that that we tried to accomplish. And I've got a couple of visuals here that might just help to illustrate it. We did create a market for corn. We buy about 40 million bushels of corn per year. That's approximately 45,000 truckloads per year. And it's about the same amount of corn that is produced in Henry County, Whiteside County, or Bureau County. Any one of those three counties would be in that ballpark. So we buy a lot of corn.
Anybody buy more than that in this part of the state?
ADM would buy more, but not in this. They'd be on either on the Iowa side or in the Peoria.
Area. Okay, so that just puts it in perspective. Yeah. That's major.
Yeah. We're probably the largest. But there's another plant that's about the same size that we are down here in Galva, that also in the district.
Right.
So we buy that, and 43 million bushels that this year we'll be buying. We produce ethanol. Ethanol is the fuel that gets blended with gasoline most often. It's alcohol, and we produce 120 million gallons of ethanol per year. Currently, we didn't start out that much, but we're currently up to about 120 million gallons of ethanol. From a revenue standpoint, this year will be about $272 million. When we went back, we added the five-year history. We produced about 550 million gallons of ethanol, and that contribution to the fuel industry is about $1.1 or $1.2 billion. So as a grassroots project, it's a significant amount. And that's money that this country doesn't have to send to the Middle East to buy foreign oil. And it's money that that saves our balance of trade. It helps improve our balance of trade. So I'm proud of the fact that we've got 200 local investors that helped us put it together, and we've been able to accomplish that kind of objective. The other thing that you hear about frequently is the food versus fuel part of it. Mm-hmm. In addition to ethanol, we produce dried distiller's grain. And that dried distiller's grain is a high-quality livestock feed, high-protein livestock feed that can be sold domestically. In this case, there's a lot of it available domestically, so we have developed an export market for our dried distiller's grain. And virtually all of that has gone to China and the Asian Rim countries to feed the growing population in those areas. Mm-hmm. That also adds another $85 million in export revenues. So over 5 years, we have contributed another $400 million to the U.S. balance of trade, positive balance of trade over that time period. The economic development part of it, in addition to what we're talking about, the new market for corn, we also have created 55 or 60 jobs, and when we added up the payroll and the balance and the benefits over that five-year period, it's approximately $18 million salaries and benefits. Mm-hmm. So we are contributing a lot to rural part of the economy. Those are some of the highlights that we wanted to cover. We've got a lot of things here that we could talk about today. I know your time is very limited, and we appreciate the fact that you were able to come visit with us. But we'd like to kind of give some other people an opportunity maybe to make some comments as well. today we've got, in addition to Patriot, that is working well, we've got we're making an announcement for Patriot Biodiesel. And we will be going out to the tent here in a little bit. If you have the time to join us,
absolutely.
And we want to make a groundbreaking ceremony and get some photos of that. You know, it's an important event for us.
That's very exciting.
The biodiesel comes from we'll be producing biodiesel currently, in addition to the ethanol and the corn oil and the distiller's grain. We extract corn oil, and we produce enough corn oil presently to produce about 4 million gallons of biodiesel per year. So it's not a huge plant, but it's a good plant. The plant will be about a $10 million investment, and it'll employ another 9 people. So those are things that we will spend a little bit more time out in the when we go out to the groundbreaking, but I wanted to cover that part of it.